2 Corinthians chapter 3. Leave your Bibles open. I'm going to read the first 6 verses and then read one other verse in this chapter. And then I'm just going to take off. I'm planning on letting you go right at 7 o'clock tonight. So notice the word plan. I've had many plans go awry. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Follow with me on verses 1 through 6. I'll read aloud. You follow. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistles, written on our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye manifestly declare to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart, and such trust have ye through Christ to Godward. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Now watch verse 6. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Look at verse number 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Keep your Bible open, look at me, and let me help you tonight. I'm actually going to use an illustration in a little while that will help illustrate. This is for children. This is for teenagers. This is for adults. This is for us middle-aged adults and old adults. It's for everybody. You say, well, preacher, are you preaching at me? Yes. Today's world views rules and authority as bad. Our society views rules, views authority as bad. It seems like if you have or you live by rules, you're some sort of evil villain, some kind of weirdo. Communism, liberalism, etc., wants to do away with rules, right and wrong, etc., etc. We live in a world that everyone should win and no one should be punished unless they're more successful than you. That is where our world is today. They've quit taking scores at Little League games because they don't want to hurt the children's feelings if they lose. They want them to feel like participation is more important. Makes me want to vomit. Yeah. Yes, sir. We have a society that wants no restrictions unless it restricts those who don't believe what you believe. Do you realize that 0.03% of our population is LGBTQ? 0.03%, 0.03%. And yet they want to change all the bathrooms in America to make them genderless. And if you're against that, something's wrong with you. No, something's wrong with them.
Yes, sir.
Well, we need to have open borders. There should be open borders. We should let 18 million people that are here illegally just automatically suck them into our economy, and everything should be okay. And we shouldn't have walls for borders. That's a lie, too.
Yes, sir.
You realize if we sent back the 18 million people that are here illegally, it costs America over $500 billion a year for those people alone. Do you realize that in 20 to 30 years, we could pay off the national debt just by getting rid of them?
Amen.
Financial equality. Everybody ought to be the same. The guy or the person at McDonald's who flips burgers or pushes the French fry machine button should make $15 an hour. I've pushed a lot of buttons and didn't make $15 an hour for it.
Yes, sir.
By the way, you're only punished if you oppose these people. President Trump and Vice President Pence are being attacked for applying the rule of law. Let me make that statement again. Our president and our vice president are being attacked by the news media and by liberals for obeying the law. When Nancy Pelosi can get up on the floor of the Senate or the House, and say, I think it's criminal any of these folks that are here illegally, they shouldn't be sent back unless they do something illegally. Not only is it an oxymoron, but she's a moron.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The fact that they're here is illegality, and they need sent back. Now, I'm for immigration, but I'm for going through the right process. That's why it's there. It worked for over 200 years. What's broke with it? What's broke with it is we didn't enforce what was in place.
Yes, sir.
We are not trying to add to our immigration. We're trying to go back to what the rule of law is. Isn't it amazing? It's okay for the press to lie, called fake news, but telling the truth is bad. Why is it that telling a lie about the president's okay, but let's tell the truth about Hillary and all the rest of them and find out how bad things are? Now, we often view rules the wrong way. I spent much of my ministry writing and enforcing rules. I worked in Christian education for God knows 20-ish years. I've worked in Christian elementary schools, junior highs, high schools, colleges. I've written staff handbooks. I've written school handbooks. I've overseen administratively the enforcing of rules at every level of education you can think of. I think I know a little bit about rules. I've seen many, many, many different ways people try to get around the rules to break the rule. I see how much, and let me make this statement. I've had people hate me for enforcing the rules that they agreed to live by.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I can go so far as to say this. I have people to this day that hate me for enforcing the rules that they paid me to enforce.
Yes, sir.
They can't stand me, and they think I'm this evil person because I did what I was supposed to do. And they signed a piece of paper every year saying that they would agree to those things, but I'm the bad guy. I didn't break the rule. I enforced it. You know, that's just like every person in jail. It's all the cop's fault and it's all the judge's fault. Did you ever find a guilty person in jail? Not if you ask them. It's always the police or it's always the judge. Now, most people view rules the wrong way. Let me help you with something. I have here a box, okay? Four sides. I can put the top on it if I need to, but I'm not going to for illustrative sake. Here's what most people think rules are. Brother Stoltz, come here for a second. Put your feet inside that box and stand inside that box. There's where you live in fundamentalism. As long as you stay inside that small box, you're okay. It's restrictive. You can step out of the box and put it back up here for me as long as you didn't tear it up. I had to pick somebody with small feet, so I didn't pick Evan. Wait a minute. Can I tell you something? That is the wrong viewpoint of rules.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Rules do not restrict right. Rules restrict wrong.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Rules are in place to put a box around wrong, and everything outside that box is freedom. It's not everything inside the box is safe. Let me show you what I mean. You don't put people in jail that keep the rules. You put people in jail that break the rules.
Yes.
Incarceration comes by rule violation. Liberty or freedom comes by not going inside the box. It's that simple. Now, listen to me very carefully. Let me show you what I mean. I wrote some things down. Drinking alcohol is wrong, scripturally. Do you know if we put alcohol in the box, do you know that everything outside that box, there's freedom? You can drink Dr. Pepper, Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew. You can drink water, you can drink protein water, you can drink milkshakes, you can drink milk, not me. You can drink your swamp water, barley juice, you can drink juice, you can drink all those other things outside that box, there's freedom. God says put wrong inside the box, and everything inside that box, don't touch. Now that's real bad, isn't it? When you just want to steal all our fun. No, trying to protect you. Dress. God has a standard of dress. He said, let's put wrong dress in the box. Everything outside that, there's freedom. Music. Certain types of music we should not listen to. Let's put that in the box. Everything outside that box, there's freedom. Now, that one, the box is pretty full. But may I say this? The box, the rules are there to surround the wrong, not surround the right.
Yes, sir.
The police officer doesn't arrest everybody that's keeping the rules. He pulls over the violator.
Right. Yes, sir.
You don't get pulled over and the police officer say, ha, you were doing a good job. You stopped at that stop sign. You kept the speed limit. Good job. They don't do that. You say, preacher, that's stupid. That's just like the Christian young person says, oh, I hate all these rules. They don't want me to have any fun. No, what you're saying is you want to break all the rules without the consequences. Everybody doing okay? You see, you don't put people in jail that keep the law. You put people in jail that break the law. Our sinful flesh, the world, the devil, sees rules as restrictive. God says, and the word of God says, where there is truth, where there is rule, there's liberty. That's freedom. That means if this is wrong, as long as you stay outside of that box, everything else is right in the room. I got a lot of freedom. Brother Stoltz, stay in that box. You broke the law. You went out and got drunk last night. You beat your wife last night. Wait a minute. He doesn't have much freedom, does he? It's restricted to that box. I've got all the freedom over here I want. I can go anywhere I want. You can leave the box, but you still broke the rule. All right? Illustration is over for the moment. You wife beater. Now, God says rules are to restrict wrong, not restrict right. Now, let me help you. When you say things like, rules, 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 all these rules, I don't care what the rule says, I'm going to do it my way. Oh, you're viewing rules as restrictive. What's the other thing I wrote down? You think keeping all those rules makes you spiritual? No. Keeping all the rules keeps you from being wrong. When you say things like this, your sinful flesh is rebelling. My sinful flesh rebels. There are rules I keep I do not like. There are certain speed limits in this town I think that are idiotic. There are places I'm thinking, why in the world did they have the speed limit so low? But guess what? I keep the speed limit. If I see a police officer, my first reaction is not hit the brake. You say, why? Because I've trained myself over the years to keep the speed limit, so I don't worry about it. I don't worry. Now, you see, you at the moment, you're saying, I don't like that rule. You're saying, I want to rebel because I want what's inside the box and I don't want to be restricted. Adults, we can be more guilty of rebelling than children and teenagers are. You say, why? Because adults have more rules to follow than children and teenagers combined. Do you know that the older you get, the more rules you have to follow? Malachi, you're just entering the realm of taxes. Okay? You have more rules to follow than he does. You're driving now. Oh, Lord, help us. You had a big book of rules that you had to learn. Now you're working a job and they're taking money out of your paycheck, and that stinks, doesn't it? Wait till you make more money, they take even more. Now, wait a minute. You have tax laws. You have driving laws. Once you get married, there's marriage laws. You have laws at work. There are things that you cannot do at work. And there's rules the way things are supposed to be done. So the older you get, the more rules you have. Now, you never get to the place where you have no rules. And by the way, let me say this. The more successful you are, the more of these boxes you're going to have in place. Because you're going to have more rules. Unsuccessful people don't have many rules.
That's right. Yes, sir.
The person on welfare sitting at home drinking beer and watching TV all day doesn't have very many rules because he doesn't do anything.
Yes, sir. That's right.
The more you do, the more rules you'll have. Remember, rules are to keep you from wrong and destruction. They're not to box you in. please forgive me for this, but the United States is ignorant. That's a nicer word I shouldn't use around children, the one I'm thinking. Well, I think it's a crime. There are more people of color that get in trouble than white people. Well, let's go to the inner city and find out how many rules are broken and who gives a flip what color their skin is. If you break the rule, you break the rule. It's not because of your skin color, but we have, and by the way, and this is not true just because of the color of someone's skin, and I've preached to an awful lot of black folk that are as good as anybody in this country. And I've preached in black churches, I'd rather preach in than some white churches, trust me. I know the black culture. But you go to the inner city, I don't care if they're red, green, brown, black, purple, chartreuse, or white, or any other color. The inner city, unless you're part of the upper echelon, is usually a hotbed of crime. Why? Because people don't do anything and the government pays them not to do anything. It's that simple.
Yes, sir.
I'll promise you, the highest crime rates are where your highest welfare rates are. And they don't want President Trump because he's going to take the welfare check away and give them a job.
Amen. Preach it.
It's that simple. I understand there are some people that legitimately cannot work. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm talking about is this. The most crime is in the highest concentration of people where they don't work. Look it up. Detroit, look it up, Chicago, look it up, New York City, look it up, Atlanta, Miami, LA, San Francisco, should I go on? Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth. It just goes on and on and on and on. The only reason you will feel boxed in is because you want to break that rule. You want to violate the rule so that you can do what you want to do. Now, rules build boxes or fences around wrong, not around right. Brother Stoltz, you would know, and Mrs. Lopez, you would remember this. When I went to Bible college, down by the lake, they had this little power substation. It was a room about a building about the size of my office, maybe a little bit bigger, not much. And it had a fence around that was about twice that big, and I think it was 8 or 10 foot high. And it had a sign on all four parts of the fence, danger, high voltage, keep out. Well, they kept a German Shepherd in that thing. Remember that old dog? Mean as a snake. You couldn't get within 10 yards of that thing without it snarling, barking, and screaming, and hissing, and slobbering everywhere. You didn't mess with that dog. He was trained to attack anybody that got near that. We had a 100-acre campus. The only place on that 100 acres you literally could not go was inside there. Rules, 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 all those rules. You didn't look at the 99.999 acres and say, look how much room we've got. I remember one time, one guy climbed that fence and that dog tore him up one day. He never did get inside. He left part of his britches in there, but he didn't get inside. He was a chapel illustration, amen? That little 12 foot by 20 foot area was the only place in 100 acres you couldn't go.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You think I walked around the lake saying, I think this is stupid having that place right there that I can't go. I didn't mind avoiding it. It was not restricting the right, it was restricting the wrong place to be. Now, we have many Christians living in rebellion to rules. It may be loud rebellion, it may be quiet rebellion. We have a bad attitude towards real freedom. We have preachers and churches saying, well, it's got to be your conviction or you don't have to do it. That's a pussyfooter, afraid to tell you what God said. Instead of just obey, usually less rules means more destruction. How many of you, when you were growing up, played pickup games in the neighborhood and they ended up in skirmishes because nobody knew what the rules were? We called it smear the LGBTQ. Emphasis on Q. I say that one pretty good, Brother Greg. You know, you got to have rules. Imagine playing a football game or a baseball game or a basketball game with no yard markers, no end zones, and no rules. It's called smear the, fill in the blank as you wish on your own. We have preachers and churches who want to adapt to society with their new standards and their new styles instead of doing it God's way. We're not supposed to adapt to society. We're supposed to adapt to God.
Amen.
Make society adapt to Him.
Yes.
We have a society that wants to live however they want, wherever they want, with whomever they want, and not have any rules, and they are in bondage to sin. Let me give you three thoughts that'll go fairly quickly. Let me help you. Number one, are you ready? Everybody smile. I love you. Sin adds rules to life. Sin adds rules to life. Do you know that back in the book of Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, when there was no sin, there was only one rule? That one rule was, thou mayest do anything in here except eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There was only one rule. Every other tree in the Garden of Eden was free territory. Just don't eat of the one. But what did man do? Man listened to the devil, did what the devil said, do it your way. You can cross into that box and you can pull that out and you'll be okay. You could be like God. You could decide how many boxes you have then. You don't need God telling you what to do. You don't need a box. You don't need any rules. No. From that one broken rule, look how many rules we have. Sin adds rules to life. Every year, in Christian education, I had to update handbooks and rules. Can I tell you why? Because they found more ways to break them. It was that simple. Somebody recently said, are the laws changing? I said, the laws are changing every year. The laws constantly change because people keep breaking them in different ways. You see, as people sin, rules are added. When you do not cross the line or cross inside the box and you stay outside the box, you have liberty. When you go inside the box, there's more restriction and more rules. Brother Stoltz, come here for a second, stand in the box. I like putting you in a box, you know that? I don't find me a bigger box and just leave you sit there all the time. Now, wait a minute.
You go to prison, think of all the rules you have to follow in prison. You get up when they tell you to get up. You go down when they tell you to go down. You don't leave your cell till they open the door for you to go. They tell you when to eat. They tell you what you're going to eat. They tell you what toothbrush to use, what toothpaste to use. They tell you how much of what you're allowed to have. You're not allowed to make certain. You can't make a phone call anytime you want. You only have certain time. They tell you when you can exercise. They can tell you where you exercise, et cetera, et cetera. And the rules keep piling on because you got inside that box. So sin adds rules to life. There was only one rule when there was no sin on the earth. But because of sin, look at all the rules we have. Government is established to protect man from man. All of our laws are for us to protect ourselves from each other. Why? Sin. Sin. Thank you. You can step out of your box for now. Galatians 4:9 says, "How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?" We get saved. God starts cleaning us up. And then we want to go back and violate more rules. Oh, you came out of the drug and the alcohol culture. You might not go back to that, but we have a draw to somewhere else. Why turn ye again? How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire to be in bondage again?
That's right. Yes, sir.
The drunkard is in bondage to the bottle.
That's right.
The druggie is in bondage to the drugs.
Yes, right.
The rock and roller is in bondage to the music.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I could go on and on and on and on. You become enslaved by those things. I'm free. I'm not restricted.
Amen.
I know what to avoid so I don't get into bondage.
Amen.
You want to go play at the jail? Go play at the jail. I like staying away from it.
That's good.
I don't even like visiting it. I do from time to time to go help people. But I still hate going in there. I've been in many of them. I don't like being there even to visit. Now, the more rules you break, the more rules you add to your life. Young people, you want to know the best way to have less rules in your life? Obey the ones you have.
That's good.
The more you break, the more you're going to have. And the more you say, no, I don't need those, the more you're rebelling and showing everybody else you're rebelling.
Amen.
Number two. Are you ready? This is where I really wanted to get. Love keeps the rules. Take your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Boy, this could revolutionize your life, I promise you. 1 John chapter 5, look at verse number 2. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep His what?
Commandments.
Huh, those are rules. Look at verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep His
commandments.
And His commandments are not grievous. That means they're not restrictive. They give liberty.
Amen.
Keeping the rules don't save you. It shows you love. Just keeping a rule doesn't get anybody to heaven.
True.
Obeying God does, yes. You have to follow that rule. But watch this. I don't love my wife just because I have to. I have rules in marriage. I took a vow 28 and a half years ago. And there are certain things I am supposed to do that are the rules of marriage. But you know what? That's so far down below where my wife and I live. If all I had a marriage based on was just those rules, what a boring marriage. Man, we have so much fun. Listen to this. The more rules you break or try to go around, the less you love. we have religion that tries to get this thing backwards. You got the charismatics and the Pentecostals and the, I call them the healers, feelers, and squealers. You got to dress a certain way. The old Pentecostals used to dress to where the ladies' dresses covered the ankles. They couldn't cut their hair and they had to have it in a bun on top. And they weren't allowed to wear makeup or jewelry or anything else. You could always tell an old Pentecostal. Tell an old Nazarene that way. Say why? Just by the way they were dressed. And they thought the outward appearance is what made them spiritual. No, they didn't have a relationship with God. They cleaned the outside of the cup, but the inside was dirty. Can I tell you something? If you clean the inside of the cup, the outside of the cup will get cleaner.
Yes, sir.
Just because you do what God says does not make you spiritual. But when you love God, you will become spiritual and clean the outside of the cup. Young people get this screwed up in their head. Well, just because I didn't dress this way, or just because my hair's not cut this way, or just because I don't want to do that, does that make me less spiritual? No, but it proves you don't love God. My kids disobeyed. You hate me. No, I don't, Dad. Yes, you do. If you love me, you'd keep the rules. God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You hate your mama. You broke your mama's rule, and you hate your mom. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Oh, they hated that. Oh, they hate that. They still hate that. But I was teaching them a biblical principle. Malachi, if you break your mom's rules, you hate your mom in that area. It's that simple. You prove you love her by obeying the rule, whether you like the rule or not. There are rules I hated as a kid. Eating peas. God knows no child should have to cook them things and eat them things. We scraped those up in the field and called them rabbit droppings. Amen? Wait a minute. This is true about all rules. Speed limits. Can't say I was looking at you. Do you know that you have no right to go over the speed limit, whether it's 5 or 10 miles an hour, just because you don't think the police will pick you up? You should keep the speed limit.
Right.
Tax laws. I think you ought to pay your taxes and obey the tax laws, no matter how bad they are.
Yes.
Say why? Because God said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's.
Amen.
Pay your taxes. When the apostles didn't have the money to pay their taxes, Jesus said, grab a fishing pole, let's go, we'll get your tax money, go pay your taxes, I'll make you an honest man, I'll teach you how to get it. But he made them pay their taxes. That means you ought to follow the rules at work or at school. Not try to go around those rules. Everybody doing all right, man? I feel like I'm on an island all by myself. We prove our love by our obedience to rules. Listen to this. Not by obedience to the authority. Come on up here for a second. Come on over here. You stand there, and you stand over here. Since Neil's not here, you're going to be Malachi's dad for a minute. You both are shaped kind of the same. You look a little pale tonight, Neil. Now, wait a minute. Watch this for a second. Do you know that you're supposed to obey what Dad says? Not because he said it, but because it's a rule. It's not based on who he is. It's based on what he is. You say, why? Because there's a day when Dad won't be there, and you have to follow rules because the rules are there to be followed. Folks, don't teach your children just to follow the rule because you said it's the rule. Because when you're not there, they won't follow it. I loved it when kids would say, you're not my dad. You're right. I'm not your dad. But I'm paid to make you follow that rule, and you just got more than you wanted. You can have a seat. You can take your seat back and get out of mine. Now, wait a minute. We're supposed to teach people to follow the rules because it's the rule. It's not based on the authority.
Do you know you should obey the law whether the police officer is there or not? A wife's submission is to God's rules, not to her husband, because her husband's not God. Did you? I'll get to that in a second. Authority is there to enforce a rule. It doesn't make you special, or it doesn't make you God. Stand up here, Dad. Did you know that Dad is not God in the home? Now, I realize we can equate Dad's position to God the Father, and the children to God the Son, and the wife to God the Holy Spirit. But did you know that the child and the wife are as much God as Dad is, because all three are God? And God agrees with himself? Fellas, we shouldn't be beating on our chest like King Kong saying, "I'm the boss, now you listen to me." You just lost whatever leadership you had. Thank you. You can sit down there, King Kong. I mean, now, authority is there to enforce the rule. It does not make you God. What happens is when people get into a place of authority, they think they are God. Listen to this. How you enforce it makes you lovable or not. That's where you want to be loved, but just because you have the position doesn't make you loved. How you enforce those rules... Oh man, there's so much I want to say here. How you enforce those rules... Why don't you try enforcing rules like God does? God never came down and forced you to do anything. God does chasten from time to time. He makes it smart every once in a while. But by the way, he only chastens those he loves. And he still gives them a free will to go out and do it again. Look how many chances he gave the Jews. God knows if he'd listened to Moses, they'd have been dead. So, number one, sin adds rules to life. Number two, love keeps the rules. Number three, and I'll quickly just run through this. Leaders are to follow the same rules as the followers to follow. You know, no one but God is the ultimate authority. I am not the ultimate authority in this church. God is. God put me here to lead and to guide and to direct according to his word, but I'm not God in the church. Leaders have rules, and leaders have leaders. I don't care how high up you go, you'll always have leadership over you. If you are the CEO of a company, you still have a board of directors that oversees you. There are still people in charge over top of you. Justice is blind to position, to color, to religion, to financial status. Justice is justice no matter who you are. The harlot on the street needs to follow the same rules that Hillary Clinton's supposed to follow. There is no difference between Mr. Comey and you and me. And he ought to be in jail. There ought to be a lot of people in jail. Say why? They broke the rules. I love what President Trump said about the FBI yesterday or this morning. He nailed it on the head. This school shooting in Florida. Someone turned that young man's name in and information leading to the fact that he was going to go shoot the school 3 or 4 months ago. The FBI had all of the information leading to this. And I loved what the president said today. He said, "You've already proven there's no collusion between the Trump administration and Russia. We had too many people in the FBI involved in following collusion that's not real, and we let somebody shoot up the school." Hoorah!
Yes, sir. Amen.
Nailed it. Nailed it. If we're going to blame anybody, let's blame the people trying to prove what's not there. Now listen to this very carefully here. Justice is blind. It applies to everybody. Rules apply to everybody. By the way, you're not a good leader if you can't follow the rules.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You'll become a better dad if you follow all the rules.
Amen.
I followed the rules of the road in obeying speed limits and everything else because I knew one day I had to teach my kids how to drive. So I obeyed the laws. So that when they began to drive, hopefully they would obey the laws. And if not, they found out what paying a ticket was. At least two of them did.
Hebrews 13:17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your souls." Now listen to this. You may have the rule over someone, but that's not so that you can say, "Look at me, I'm God." It's so that you give an account to your leader. See, I have to give an account of this church to God. Therefore, I'm supposed to lead it in his stead and not be God to this church. That's what's wrong with the Catholic Church and the Pope. Everybody wants to be God. Speak ex cathedra in the place of God. I don't speak ex cathedra. Say why? I'll preach his words. I'll show you what his commands are. I'll show you what his laws are. I'll show you what his principles are. You have to decide what you're going to obey. I just preach it. See, our government is trying to be God. Our public schools are trying to be God. We have husbands and parents and young people that are trying to be God in the home. When a young person rebels against mom and dad, they're saying, "I don't need your authority. I don't need your rules, and I want to be God of my own life," and you're in rebellion. It's that simple. When you don't want to do what the boss says, and you complain about it, and you whine about it, you become disloyal over it, you start complaining about it, well, that's stupid, they shouldn't do it this way. You weren't paid to think about it, you're paid to obey it. It's that simple. If they don't want to listen to your ideas, let them pay for it. Just obey. But you want to have the authority. Isn't it amazing? The guy pushing the French fry button at McDonald's knows more than the people that run McDonald's Corporation.
Yes, sir.
He hadn't built a hot dog stand, and he knows more how to run McDonald's than the guys that built the company. I'm done. Let's fix our opinion about rules and our ideas about what rules are. Rules, it's down here, isn't it?
There it is.
Rules put a box or a fence around wrong, not around right. You have total freedom of everything outside that box. Now, you may have several more boxes than somebody else, but that means somebody cares enough about you to protect you from more wrong. Isn't the goal to be close to God? If our goal is to be close to God, then we're going to have more of these boxes along the way.
Amen.
Say why? Because we should be trying to stay farther and farther and farther away from wrong.
Sure.
It's that simple. We have the wrong view of rules in our life. Rules don't restrict right. Rules restrict wrong. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done.